The expanded federal child tax credit has lifted millions of kids in the United States out of poverty. New research shows the impact was immediate after families started getting monthly payments in July as part of the congressional COVID relief bill. Sophie Collier is a research director at the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. She's a co-author of a new study. Sophie, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
This was the promise that President Biden made back in July when he announced the expanded child tax credit. Let's listen.
This would be the largest ever one-year decrease in child poverty in the history of the United States of America.
So, quite a claim from the president. You've now had enough time to study the effects of that tax credit. Did it put a dent in child poverty?
Yeah, we are seeing significant reductions in child poverty because of these payments. We examined the impact of the first monthly child tax credit payment issued in July and found that it moved roughly 3 million children out of poverty.
That's a lot of people. And with that tax credit, these families are getting about $300 a month for kids that are under six, $250 for older kids. How did families use that money? Do you know?
So there are lots of different both anecdotal stories about what people are using the money on. So I just was speaking with a mom recently and heard from her that she used that first payment to pay for daycare and was able to go back to work for the first time. We've also done some research on the impact of the payments on food insecurity and food insufficiency and found that the payments have led to about a 25% reduction in the rate of food insufficiency among households with children.
Hmm. Did any of this surprise you?
It didn't necessarily surprise me. I think it makes a lot of sense, right? We all know that raising children is really expensive, and we also know that many families across the country are struggling to meet basic needs, and so the fact that money is being used in these ways makes a lot of sense. And we also knew that there was a significant gap in this policy before the expansions were made through the American Rescue Plan. So about one in three children were ineligible for the child tax credit before the American Rescue Plan because their families didn't earn enough to qualify. So those who are now newly eligible are those families who were predominantly low-income families and could use the money the most. And what we're seeing is it's reaching them and that they're using it in the ways we would expect.
You're reminding us of one of the ironies here, that some families were simply too poor
to
qualify for poverty relief.
Yeah, well, it was just kind of, it was because it's always been a tax credit, right? It's in a way it is poverty relieving, but it's a broader policy that is meant to assist with the costs of raising children. But poorer families and lower income families were barred from accessing it because of earnings requirements associated with the policy before the American Rescue Plan.
Other rich countries spend a lot more money than the United States on a safety net like this for children. Why is it that the U.S. has lagged so far behind?
So there's always been stigma associated with cash transfers in the United States and has been kind of more absent from these policies in other countries. But what we see here is the U.S. really catching up and making sure that it's the largest federal dollars spent on, you know, direct payments to kids are reaching those families who could use it the most.
Even still, many poor families aren't actually getting the tax credit for reasons that are also structural.
Yeah.
What do we know about that?
Yeah, so one big change with this is that we have to think about take-up among families who were traditionally non-tax filers. So if you were filing taxes in 2019 and 2018 and 2020, kind of automatically enrolled in receiving this credit for your children. And those monthly payments were easily delivered to those tax filers. People who were outside of the tax system, either for reasons because they didn't have earnings because of something related to a disability, or they weren't actually earning because they were taking care of young children, for example, it's harder to reach families who were not in the tax system through a tax credit. So what the IRS did was set up a portal for non-filers. And there have been big efforts across the country to enroll non-filers in that portal to make sure that they have access to the credit. But there's still, it's a, still an ongoing effort.
How many people aren't getting that credit that could be?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's kind of the number is harder to get than you might expect, actually. I think it's about, estimates from the summer came out that there were about more than 4 million children who are outside of the tax system and needed to be enrolled through the portal.
This tax credit is only good for a year. We know its future is tied up in the infrastructure bill. it's expensive. And some people are going to say that it's an entitlement and it will motivate people not to go to work. Do you have any concerns at all about, you know, whether this is a good policy for the longer term?
As you said, there are various political motivations at play, but the long and short of it is that this is a policy that is already moving millions of children out of poverty and reducing, you know, food insufficiency among families with children. If this type of thing is not extended, what we'll see is a higher rate of child poverty. The U.S. will still continue to have one of the highest rates of child poverty among wealthy nations, and there will be more families and children in the country who are food insecure.
Sophie Collier is research director at the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.